What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today, we're going to be talking about Will Smith. Oh, and Star Wars.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Woo! What is up? I'm going to say this right off the bat. We're going to save that Will Smith simmering marinade of I told you so till the end of the show. But we have a lot of awesome news today. Some of it was so awesome that it got taken off the internet. We were going to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy, but that was removed. So we've got a lot of new stuff. Obviously, the Star Wars trailer came out, so we're going to be discussing that amongst other things. But first, let's kick off the show. Guys, I'm Leo Camacho. I'm your host, and you can follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie. Everyone on the internet that counts, I guess. And I'm not the only one here. We have, guys, I don't know. Do you know who this is?
This is our angel.
He's literally done, he's been on more episodes than I think Renee has.
I think so too.
This is Zach. He was our angel, the voice in the sky for so long. For how many episodes?
I don't even.
It's like tons. It's tons. But he's joining us today because we're talking about our favorite thing in the universe. Get it? Star Wars. Where can they follow you, dude?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @ThatZachWilson. That's
easy. Yeah, that's it. Okay, that easy.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell the producers that I changed my Instagram handle.
Oh.
What?
She did.
What's up?
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, my God. Are you mad?
Renee's upset.
That's how I felt when you changed your blog name.
What's up? I'm Sarah Sterling. You can find me on Twitter at Sarah Sterling _.
She did that.
I did that.
She did that.
What's up? Who are you?
I went away for a little while.
Everything changed. You leave, people lose their minds, they become new people, they find new identities.
Whew, wow, that's
I know, right?
A lot to take
Trust
in.
Trust me, last night we had a talk. It was weird.
Why did you change everything?
I'm Renee Ariel, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be normal like you guys.
Yeah, you guys all have your names now. I need to be like Leo Camacho, but it's taken. So I
had to be that one.
Just DM the person and ask to pay for it, which is what I have done on Instagram.
I wonder if I could just like talk to Twitter.
Is that what you did?
I reached out to the person who has Sarah Sterling on Instagram, and I was like, can I buy this from you? They're like, it's like an older lady who like has it private and stuff. She can be Sarah Sterling 1, probably, and accept money. We'll see. I'll let you guys know.
This is weird. The world is a crazy place.
Behind the scenes.
I don't even know. I'm so jarred. Where do we start? The first piece of news. Sarah, why'd you change your name?
I don't want to be associated with snitches anymore.
Yeah, because it has a negative connotation. People kept thinking other people out.
I like the Harry Potter part of it, but do you know how many comments I've gotten? Just being like, snitches get stooches.
Yeah. I remember videos, that and I'm like,
so she was. She decided it was time to move on past.
Not enough jokes about how they're going to catch you for 150 points.
No, not enough of that. Not nearly enough of that.
I already caught her. I already won the game.
Not enough people being like, my prediction is that Ireland will win, but Bulgaria will catch you.
You don't get tweets like that?
No.
Wait. Well, you know how many people come up to me and they're like, dude, did you die and come back? And
I was like, nobody.
Yes. Wait, did you guys make your names before you met each other?
Yes.
So you just like happened to be Sarah Snitch and you just happened to be Leo Zombie?
Yeah, I know. We actually discussed that.
Not
I know.
My last name.
I like zombies. You like Harry Potter. That's crazy. We totally did. And mine was because I couldn't get Leo Camacho and I just needed to tweet something. But this is like way before I thought I would be like trying to make a living on the internet.
I love zombies.
Yeah, I'm a huge George Romero fan. Like, I'm a massive George Romero fan. So, and I'd like read all these books, and I was like, and this is like before the Hot Topic zombie craze. Like, it's like hipster zombie time. And then it blew up, and I was like, well, at least I'm on. At least I'm getting followers from it.
Leo was eating brains before it was cool.
Before it was smart to do that. Because eating brains makes you smart, right?
Depends on the mythology.
Cool. Yeah. So let's jump into the news, guys. We've got some stuff. Originally, we were going to talk about this. We had a clip that was released today. We can still show the image, and we can talk about what had happened, because I guess it's news that it got taken down. There was a clip that was revealed today from Guardians of the Galaxy 2,
There
was multiple clips. Today is the world premiere of Guardians. It's a big red carpet event going on, and a clip was released from the movie, but then it was subsequently taken down. I don't know why. I mean, the movie literally comes out to celebrities today.
I mean, is it just a leak?
I don't know. I don't know why it would be taken down. I didn't even get a chance to watch it. But
I don't need any more clips. I just want to see the day.
I just want to see the movie. Exactly. Which, by the way, it's worth pointing out, since we're on this is our only Marvel piece of news today. Next week, next Thursday, we are going to Downtown Disney to go to the to an early screening of Guardians to promote the soundtrack with Disney. They invited us to come out there and see it. And I'm taking the cast of Marvel Movie News with me. So we're all going to go see it together. And then I will be, so not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, I'm actually going to be on Marvel Movie News that day. So it starts at 2:30 in the... Yeah, 2:30, Tuesday the... I can't remember. The 2nd. Tuesday the 2nd, I believe, is the day. So make sure you tune into that, and we'll talk about Marvel there, where Sarah won't be there to be annoyed with me.
I'll sort of be there.
Really?
Well, I have a video segment that I do for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
Or I send it in.
Dude, that's awesome. Okay, well, then you can watch us both on that Tuesday.
Yeah, if you watched enough for 1 week when there was no S.H.I.E.L.D., I went stir crazy and made a puppet show. It happened.
That's what happens when angels fall from the sky. They make puppets.
But yeah, they're out. They're like, we don't even care. There's going to be 5 after credit sequence scenes.
Yeah, I heard about that. Is that supposed to be like a joke?
Is that your phones, guys? Sorry. The buzzer?
No.
All
right.
Oh, no, that's the after buzz.
That's not phone sound.
Yeah, is it like is it supposed to be humorous?
I don't know what the content is going to be. They did confirm it's going to be 5.
Okay, 5. That's new. That's insane.
So stick around, guys.
We'll find out more, I guess, when we go see it next Thursday. Yep. We'll have an update for you. Well, I guess the following Tuesday and Wednesday. But we'll move on past that because we don't really have anything to show you guys to the thing that we do have to show you. Wait. What's the first piece of news?
It's like some, you know.
Oh, the Last of the Jedi teaser trailer. That's the next one we have up. Oh.
Little
yeah.
thing.
You went one too far. There, yeah. Can we?
Yeah.
So, as many of you are well aware, it was Star Wars Celebration this past weekend, and with that came a ton of Star Wars news. We got Star Wars Battlefront news, we got images shown, we got all kinds of stuff, but the most important thing that came out that everybody's super hype about is the new The Last Jedi official teaser trailer. Is it a teaser?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a teaser. Yeah, they're calling it a teaser.
They're calling it a teaser, but it's pretty much a trailer. So, let's watch it all together, shall we?
Can Renee narrate it?
Yeah. Can you please give us give us the
tell us
the
play-by-play? Who's who and what's going on?
Oh gosh, names.
Yeah. It starts off the same way.
Instrumental
as the
last
music.
The shot for shot the same trailer. Yeah, that's Finn lifting his head in the desert.
Wait.
It's hard to be a Jedi with asthma.
Ren's chilling.
Oh
well,
yeah.
Well, struggling.
Struggling.
Maybe already chilling is a bad
start.
Word.
Already.
Here water.
Hydrate.
It's a pretty sunrise, sunset. I don't know.
What could it be?
Now, reach out.
Is this Luke talking?
She's making her powers work.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's Luke, yeah.
What do you say?
It's the joke.
I don't know why he's whispering. Like, they're on an island alone.
Nobody can hear you.
And?
I don't know what that is.
Darkness.
That's Kylo Ren's mask.
Darkness. Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know it's not Vader's?
I don't know.
I wish it was.
Probably Kylo Ren's.
The balance.
The balance, yeah.
Balance is important.
The fades are a little long for me.
Look, it's a very steep hill. If you're not balanced, you're going to fall down.
This Christmas. Not to be mistaken with a Christmas movie.
Oh.
It almost looks like blood, but it's the sand.
I want to know if those are supposed to be pod racers.
I'm assuming he's alive.
They're not going to be, though.
Finn is alive.
Yeah.
Or they're preserving him in an odd way.
His scar is now over his eye instead of the bridge of his nose, which is weird.
I'm assuming there will be a war.
A Star War.
Meh.
Maybe. There'll even be Star Wars to end.
Yeah, yikes. No, Luke. The Jedi can't end until the next movie, you dummy. You crazy face.
I found this so underwhelming.
Did you really?
Yes. I really liked the Force Awakens teaser trailer. I really liked Rogue One's teaser trailer. But really, I'm still going to see it. I'm excited to see it. But I think they could have done such a better job.
You know, it's funny because when the first time I saw it, I was like really hyped. But I felt like I should have been more hyped. You know what I mean? Like, I'm excited just because it's Star Wars, and some of the clips in the middle really got me. But then I watched it again. I'm like, yeah, you know, it doesn't have the same impact as The Force Awakens.
I feel like it didn't grip me.
I'm super hyped, but I feel like the trailer itself didn't.
But that was
didn't take
that
me
was
there.
More like the trailer for The Force Awakens was like the first Star Wars thing we've gotten.
Also, like
in
all
years.
The imagery was new. I feel a lot of this is like imagery that we saw in the last movie, it just happening for this movie.
Yeah,
you know, like it doesn't look. I mean, the blood pod racers or whatever they're called.
are people calling them that?
No, I just made that up right now. Like, I'm curious to see what that's about. Obviously, I'm curious to see the continuation of the story. It's cool to see that Rey is training with Luke, but we knew that was going to happen because of the end of the movie. It's cool to see Kylo Ren ready to go, but we've already seen
him. We already knew that.
I got excited by the books. Is anybody else excited by the shot of the books?
Oh, yeah. No, that's what got me because the symbol of the Republic and the Jedi Order.
Yes, they're like the old... they had that close-up of the... Like, it must have been like Luke's, like, the last books that he could find of, like, the Jedi.
Maybe it was a holocron. Maybe that's what they're going to make it. Some sort of holocron. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be cool.
I'm just really excited because, like, this is, like, confirming my, like, a theory that I've been, like, as soon as they announced the title, The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, because this is going to be... Because the Jedi, when you actually look at it, are sort of a messed up.
They're an oppressive force. Yeah.
They're like,
the force works this way.
Don't dare, like, love another person.
Yeah. They're the Catholic Church, right? Holier than thou, literally.
A little bit. A little bit.
They kind of have that presence to them.
So it's going to be no more black and white, good versus evil. Mm-hmm. It's going to be balance. Like, that's balance.
That's what Luke,
it's not good winning.
Luke is
but the light
supposed
side
to
winning.
Represent balance in the force, not the Jedi win. Yeah. Right? He becomes a Jedi to bring the balance back and then realizes that you can't have the Sith, you can't have the Jedi. There is simply the Force.
You gotta have the...
The balance. Jith. Balance. The Jith. That's my favorite peanut butter.
Jith peanut butter.
I think gonna be the overarching tone of this movie. Kylo Ren, is he truly bad or is he bad trying to find the good?
No, he's Snape bad.
He's Snape bad. And Rey, is she truly good or is she using the dark side of the Force to like bend things to her will to fix problems? I'm
still in it for a Rey Kylo side swap.
I think I'm in it for that too. Ooh. It really does bother me though that the Kylo Ren scar thing. When in the last movie he got cut and it cut him across the bridge of his nose up his forehead, and in this one the scar is over his eye. Because literally it's because the director said, "Oh, it just looks better."
I guess they tried the makeup. Notice. He said it looks goofy.
He said it looks goofy to have the cut over the bridge of the nose.
Whatever.
That's kind of weird. How do you guys feel about that in the chat? I kind of want to get your opinions on that. How does that make you feel? Do you care? Would you rather him just look sexy and cute?
If it really was going to look goofy, like if it was going to look silly, I'd rather it not look
silly. Rather it look cool. And it's like it parallels Anakin. Too. Like his grandfather that he wants to be so much like. Now he
has
the
Disney reference.
What'd you say?
It's a Scar reference.
Oh, you said he looks like Scar. Is that we're gonna salute each other now? What's up?
Oh.
That's what happened. Scar just saluted way too hard.
He did.
That's how he got.
He's like, oh, Mufasa. Oh, dang it. How do you? Everybody's like, that pisses me off. So you're excited, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm pumped. As a Star Wars fan, I'm very excited.
Yeah, as a Star Wars fan. Why are you trolling, laughing?
I'm not. You know, I like Star Wars now.
I know you do.
That's really the thing. Is I really do. Like it
was so cool. Like 2 months after we saw The Force Awakens, like she
was
still going
Force
on.
Before Force Awakens, remember Path of the Jedi?
You were catching up. Yeah, Path of the Jedi is what set her on the Path of the Jedi, and then like, but even months after The Force Awakens is what I was getting to, is that she was still like talking to me about complex theories, and she was looking up fan theories, and I was like, wow, you're really invested, and that makes me feel really good because I feel like you're on my level with the fandom now. Because with Disney, like, I'll never match Sarah. And Harry Potter, I'll never match Sarah. And when it comes to video games, Sarah could give, like, less than two craps about it. But Star Wars is, like, one of my main loves in life. And so it's cool to, you know. And then Marvel, too. Like, you started catching up with Marvel stuff, too.
I'm into Marvel.
Yeah. So it's, like, it's great. This is what I love about Star Wars so much is that it's no longer just a franchise. It's sort of just, you know, you have, like, medieval fantasy, you have sci-fi, and then you have Star Wars. It's like its own category of entertainment now.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just transcends everything, and it brings so many different kinds of people together. Like, one thing we notice is, I host a show about video games, and we bring up different topics. It could be pro gaming, and you have some of the audience, and you could talk about retro gaming, and you have some of the audience. But no matter what, you know, you can talk about Disney, and some people care, and whatever. You bring up Star Wars, and everyone lights up. Everybody knows something about Star Wars. Everybody has a story about Star Wars. And I feel with these movies... You know, they're telling that story in a way that everybody can come along for the ride. It's really easy to digest. The characters are really memorable. And it's just, like, cool that we're all experiencing this as a generation now. So, and it happens to be Disney, which makes it even cooler. Sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I think this is really cool.
I think Disney's doing a great job with Star Wars.
Yeah, me too.
Like, beyond, like, the bigger stuff that they're doing with, like, parks and all that, but, like, just with the movies themselves. Like, I thought... just narrowing it down, like, hey, we're gonna do more movies, so like throw out the old like extended universe, like it was great.
Yeah,
it was great. We're gonna keep publishing it as Legends, but let's keep moving forward.
Yeah.
And like I had issues with parts of Rogue One, but like overall it was still a great movie.
Yeah.
And, like, Force Awakens was just, like, it's all going the right direction.
You know what's really interesting is that everyone will say, like, oh, man, I don't want a new Star Wars movie every time. And then, like, a new one's announced, and they're the same people going, yeah, this is going to be so cool. like you can't hate it. It's insane.
It'll be interesting in, like, a decade when we've had, like, 10 new movies mm-hmm. if we're still, like,
you think,
if
what
we're,
do you
like,
think?
Oh, my God.
Is it going to be like the Marvel? But, see, the thing with Marvel is we're getting, like, 3 movies, 4 movies a year. Which, to their credit, I'm excited about every Marvel property coming out this year. Logan was dope, even though that's Fox. I was still excited about it. And yeah. It was still good. And with Guardians and Thor and...
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Spider-Man Parker. I mean, all of it. I'm excited about all of it. I don't care. Like, feed it, jam it down my throat. I don't care. I love it. How do you feel about all that stuff that I just said? Sarah Snitch.
I'm not. I'm Sarah Sterling _. Oh, you know.
Are you happy that we share this fandom now?
Oh, I'm super happy. I thought you meant how do I feel about a new Spider-Man movie.
A new Star Wars movie
every year. Yeah,
how do you feel about
it? I'm into it.
Yeah, you're into it.
Here's the thing. I still don't like watching the originals.
Really?
Yeah.
You have no connection to them.
We should try to watch them.
Can we watch them together one? Like a day when we have nothing to do?
I don't want
to
watch all of them at once.
No. We'll just like watch.
Don't do
calm
it.
Calm down.
Don't do just, it.
No, do it. Do
no.
it.
No.
You got
no.
a trilogy.
That's true.
No.
Yeah. No. I want to watch them so many one hours. At a time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so about, many hours.
How about the next time we have a free Saturday morning and afternoon? Mm-hmm. We watch A New Hope together.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's do it.
Yeah, the thing is...
And I'll explain all the weird stuff.
You understand that the movies have become more blockbusterized.
Of course.
Like, I just am...
But, yeah.
I am bamboozled by the way that they made movies in the 70s. I think, in general.
They ripped you off?
I'm just like, what is happening? Like...
The
amount of times that they reference things that happen off camera and it's never shown, the amount of times they talk about characters that are never shown until like way later, things like that they don't do in movies anymore.
Harry Potter does that.
No, they don't.
They talk about characters that exist in the universe without giving you like proper context.
But they'll do like a flashback moment while the main character is talking about it.
No, I feel like
they when just Hagrid is casually, like people. When Hagrid is like. Voldemort came to your house and killed your parents. They have like a flashback.
That's not what
memory.
I'm talking about. They like talk about wizards that exist in the world without giving you like a backstory on that wizard.
Yeah, but like.
Like the time that Celebrity Gum Doostadoo
but
did
it's not,
the thing.
But it's not essential to the plot. Like in this one, they're like, these people on this planet that we are seeing for the first time. And you're like, what planet?
Wait, what are you talking about?
They say it, and that's just how I feel when I watch Star Wars.
It is a lot.
Planet that I like you've never seen and you've never heard of before. And you're like, what the heck are they talking about? Who? Like, when I'm watching it, like, we have watched it together. And I'm like, okay, I just have to be like, right now they're on this ship, right? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, and they're talking about this happening on this planet. And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, they are... it's just, like, very hard for me to follow
it's
what's
a lot
happening.
Of, but that's because it's an expansive universe.
Yeah, it's a deep that's mythology.
Like, yeah, it's like moving to a city. People
okay,
aren't going to explain
that
later.
Let me tell you what else
later.
Is a deep mythology.
You got to get on the 405.
Lord of the Rings is a deep mythology.
Oh,
I'm just saying it is a difference in the way that movies are made.
Well,
fully.
Yes, true.
That's
yes.
it. That's it. That's what makes
for
it difficult
sure.
for me.
I understand that.
That's
right?
it.
Of course I do. But I'm glad that you're still coming. Coming along for the ride. Yeah.
I am like every like hipster Star Wars fan's worst nightmare, though.
Yeah, but you know, they need to get over it. I'm
Awakens.
I'm a hipster Star Wars fan, and
you're just happy about it because I'm your girlfriend.
No. I'm just over hipster Star Wars fans. Mm. Like, it's past the point where you're exclusive.
What are hipster Star Wars fans?
I'm saying, you only got into it when Force Awakens came out. Like, you're not a real fan.
Do you even know what a parsec is?
I do.
I know, I'm just saying, it's like, that's like a hipster. Or like, do you even know what species Greedo is? Like, you don't even know that.
Should I know?
No, you shouldn't. That's my point.
Okay.
Star Wars is just meant to be enjoyed for what it is. You don't have to know everything about it. And people that are stuck up about it, it's cool if you can talk about it on that level, and it's fun and relatable if you're into that. But if not, like, you shouldn't make other people feel bad for not liking it as much as you.
Here's the thing. You could watch all of the movies 100 times. They don't say what Greedo's species is.
You gotta be a nerd.
That kind of minutia is next level.
Next level.
But you gotta, like...
But it doesn't give you a badge.
It's fun.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you're all coming along on this journey. My favorite thing is people that weren't fans of Star Wars before posting, like, fandom things about Star Wars. Like, my favorite is when people are, like, in love with the Obi-Wan Anakin relationship, even though the prequels suck. Like, there's still some, there's still cool essence in them somewhere.
Ewan McGregor is always kick-ass. Like, okay. Maybe the plot around him, not perfect. Ewan McGregor, awesome.
Which, by the way, they at Star Wars Celebration, that was sort of the talk of the town. And let's move on to the next point, because that's what we're going to. So, during Star Wars Celebration, they... Oh, sorry, I'm sliding around. They talked about some upcoming Star Wars films.
Well, they were going to make an announcement, and everyone thought it would be a Han Solo solo film. Yeah. Not Han Solo solo. Obi-Wan Kenobi solo film. And then they didn't.
That's still sort of circulating around the rumor mill. It's not official, but it looks like they are certainly leaning in that direction. It seems like Ewan McGregor would totally be into it if they did it.
And, I would watch the hell out of that.
Me too.
Like, why wouldn't they do that?
We're going to need it to fully understand Rey Kenobi's backstory. Yeah.
Oh, slow down. Slow down. That's not
going to happen.
But
for real, it's not even like Han Solo. Because they literally have the guy who already played young Obi-Wan still young.
Yeah. And by the way, he's aged. So, like, he's even closer to the Sir Alec Guinness age.
Yeah.
Like, not that he's even close remotely, but, like, he's already between his age he was when he filmed Episode 3 and Alec Guinness.
But you
would
just, you age him up just a little bit, and he could easily play the, like, Episode 3.5
And I gotta tell you, young Obi-Wan Kenobi is my favorite Star Wars character. He's my number one.
So cute.
Yeah. I love Obi-Wan. I love the story. I love Obi-Wan as a character. I just think he's so cool.
He's so many characters.
He's like the everyman who works really hard to become like a good, like a powerful Jedi. You know what I mean? Because he was never like naturally gifted. He has no like special backstory. He's just a dude. He like trained at the temple and like got real good at being a Jedi. You know what I mean? So, and he's really wise and he trained Darth Vader and, you know, it's crazy. Anyways, that's what I would like to see. That's like my heart's desire. So I'm glad that that's even on the plate. But of course, we do have the Han Solo movie coming up. And there was a bit of controversy that was being flung around.
Poor Bobby. Bobby Iger.
Bobby Iger.
You done goofed.
You done goofed. Bob, just, you run the company. You don't talk, okay? Listen. There was a statement. He was in a conference or something like that, a press conference, where he stated, we're going to find out
how
Han Solo got his name.
Everyone was like, whoa.
And everybody's like, excuse me? Like, you're going to change the name of one of the most iconic silver screen heroes of all time? You can't do that. And then, who was it that spoke up?
Kathleen Kennedy.
She spoke up saying, look, that's not exactly what he meant. Essentially.
President of Lucasfilm.
Yeah. So there's one of two options that are becoming a little bit more apparent here. Either there's more to his name, like he's...
That's what they said.
Han Steve Solo, you know, like maybe he has a middle name or something. Or... That's a phrase that means, like, how he got his name, how he got his reputation. Yeah. Like, how did Han Solo become a legendary name in the Star Wars universe? Because everybody knows who Han Solo is.
Yeah.
You know, everybody who runs into him is like, you screwed me over that one time. And he's like, I didn't do anything. And then the other door opens, like, you screwed me over. And he goes, oh, that was Thursday, though. And so, like, everybody has a story with Han Solo, and we're going to find out how he got that name, how he got that reputation. That's what they were trying to correct, but they also weren't trying to say, "Oh no, Bob Iger was wrong." They didn't want to like throw him under the bus or anything like that. So it's sort
the
of like
was I'm not sure that's entirely what Bob meant. There's more to Han Solo's name, but it's not that it's not his name. It's obviously his name. It will always be his name.
Thanks for not saying anything clearly. We really appreciate you confusing us more than we were.
It sounds like he let like a spoiler out of the bag, and they're trying to play clean.
Miranda, I know how he got his name from his parents.
From his parents. Zeke Gonzalez saying Han Solo's original name is Earring Plane Crashy.
He doesn't have an earring.
Not anymore. We're gonna find out why he doesn't have an earring anymore. Earring Plane Crashy. All right.
Yep. Don't get in a plane with Harrison Ford.
Oh yikes! Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Twice.
Whew, that experience crashed and burned. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next piece of news because that's kind of... Oh, wait, no, go ahead.
Has our angel received my email?
Angel.
Because we could talk about that since it's something Renee and I deeply care about. Since we've been talking about stuff you guys deeply care about for like 30 minutes.
I think it's only fair that
we could like talk about something that we really deeply care about. Okay. But I'm not sure that I got my email yet.
Did you get the email?
I'm going to go to the... While he's working on that, I'm going to go to the chat, and I want to get some of your thoughts. Are you guys... Okay, look, you're obviously excited. Are you guys excited about... Not the Last Jedi. Are you excited about a potential Obi-Wan movie? Would you think that would be an interesting story to you? And if whether it is or it isn't, what Star Wars movie would you guys like to see next. So obviously we're going to have the Han Solo movie. We might have an Obi-Wan movie. But if you could have your way and you could make a Star Wars movie, what would be the focus of that movie? Well, we move on to the next category.
Jar Jar Binks solo film.
I'm about 30 seconds ahead of you guys. So by the time you start answering it, Sarah should be well on her way. Afterwards, I'll come back to you.
Guys, in the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
A masterpiece was created. Oh, a made-for-TV movie that is not a DCOM.
Oh.
Nope. Surprise. Wow. It was released on ABC, the television channel. And it was a movie called Life Size featuring supermodel Tyra Banks.
And Lindsay Lohan.
And Lindsay Lohan. BB Lindsay Lohan. And it was about Tyra Banks as a Barbie doll who gets brought to life by a magic spell that Lindsay Lohan means to use to bring
she
back her
dad.
Because her
like
dad's girlfriend messed everything up.
So Tyra Banks comes to life and she's a Barbie and she doesn't know how to do a dang thing. She sings an awesome song at her at Lindsay Lohan's dad's business mixer and then becomes a Barbie again at the end.
I would just like to point out, I just like to point out that the chat went from like
conceptualizing
Star Wars movies.
Eve, Eve.
No, they went from like, I would like to see an Old Republic movie. I would like to see a movie about Maz Kanata. Life Size 2! They just stopped caring about Star Wars.
So, yes.
I'm so excited. It's going to be a Christmas film. It's coming out when? 2018?
So who's
going to
be the new Barbie?
Wait, so it's a sequel
it's
or they're remaking this?
It's Tyra Banks.
No,
she's going to be in it. We don't know if Lindsay Lohan's going to be in it. I hope she's going to be in it. I think she needs the job.
Did she turn back into a doll at the end of the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's going to come back to life?
She's going to come back.
And then it'll be like, so do you age in doll world?
No. Well, so this was announced a long time ago.
Hard questions.
But they officially just announced when it would come out. So, yeah, so it's coming out
in
summer 2018.
But we don't know if Lindsay Lohan's going to be in it. And because they haven't announced it, it makes me think she's not going to be in it. However, how perfect would it be if they were reunited?
Lindsay Lohan, BB Lindsay Lohan and Tyra B?
Yeah.
We have some plot details. In Life Size 2, Eve has grown up and is awoken to help a young woman learn to live and love again. And along the way, Eve herself will experience ups and downs of real life in what Freeform, ABC Family, is calling a fun, edgy, modern Christmas movie.
Edgy.
No word yet on whether Lindsay Lohan will make a cameo, but one can hope.
I'm so excited.
I'm so
excited.
You've
never seen Life Size.
No.
You should.
Haven't?
It is so funny.
It's so good. Wait, guys. It's on
like
YouTube.
I feel like Renee's surprise is...
No, guys. It's on...
What?
I haven't seen Life Size.
The whole movie. I'm not kidding. Maybe I shouldn't say this. It's on YouTube. If you type in watch Life Size full movie right now,
we don't
the full movie.
Endorse that kind of
don't
behavior.
Don't do it. But if you wanted to not do it, YouTube Life Size full movie watch. And the whole thing's on YouTube because I watched it a few months ago.
But
guys,
not on YouTube.
Not on YouTube.
On
I had the movie.
Yeah, you
I
should
have made you watch it on Valentine's Day when we were doing our marathon.
No,
Life Size
chose,
is like one of my favorite.
But you chose 17 again and She's the Man.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Don't look at me that
like,
way, man.
Just imagine.
That's my girlfriend. I got to do it.
It's a good movie.
It
is. Underrated.
Tyra Banks is like, she's so good in it because she's so.
Tyra Banks.
She's
Tyra Banks.
She's so believable. She's like a legitimately like good actress in it because she's acting
Dude,
like
Tyra
Barbie.
Tyra Banks is a queen goddess. Of course she's good in it.
She's so funny.
It's such a funny
I learned
movie.
To model because of Tyra Banks.
What does she do when she's like.
Her in the work when
I want to see
when
that
she's
montage.
She's typing and she's like.
Of me modeling?
But taught by Tyra Banks.
Oh my God, Tyra! If you're watching the show, Tyra, if you're amongst the 141 people watching this live right now, please train me. Let's do a montage together, a training montage.
I
want
to see it.
What song? What song?
Watching it. It's
live.
So
oh, I'm totally down to do that. You
we
guys
should
in the
live
chat, would you like to see that?
Stream.
Well, maybe we can do that on my YouTube channel. We'll live stream ourselves
it's
watching
so
it.
So good,
Sarah. If I was going to do a modeling training montage with Tyra Banks, what song would it be to? Like you're the best. Around you know, like one of those kinds of songs. What song is that?
Eve's great. No matter where she goes, dress her up.
It sounds very 90s.
From her head to her toes.
Is that from the movie already, though?
At the
you
town,
can't
at the ball, Eve loves high fashion. At the club, at the mall, she'll spend the whole night dancing.
Strobe light.
Shining bright, shining far. Don't be shy, be a star.
Where you live, where you are, be a star. So good.
I missed you guys so much.
We miss you too, dude. We really do miss you. It was just like so perfect that we ended up just chatting today. I'm so glad you came down.
So silly.
When are they stipulating that it'll come out?
No, it's December 2018.
It's coming out for sure. 1,000%. Yeah. All right, guys. Next year, you know what we're up to. Let's move on. We've got another trailer that we're going to watch with you guys. An international trailer.
Oh, no. Very,
no?
No.
Okay.
Oh. I apologize. Did I write that?
Yes.
Nope. It's a poster.
Sorry to disappoint you guys.
That's why I messed it up. Sorry.
Hey. Here it is.
We know that we got Cars 3 International posters.
Can I just point out that this is actually a Fast and Furious poster? They literally just put the Cars logo on it. That's what happened.
I want to see that crossover.
Oh my God, Vin Diesel's like, whether your car's talking or whether it's not, racing is race. I don't know what he would say.
No, I want to see them like have to race each other. Like, oh, Vin Diesel's like, I don't understand what's happening here. And then The Rock like comes in. He's
you don't
like,
know anything about family. And then he's just like, ka-chow.
What if he makes a cameo like as one of the cars?
Oh, what if he shows up as a Dodge Charger?
Yes.
That would be so amazing. You know, my co-host, weirdly enough, on my other show, she's such a big Fast and Furious fan that she bought a black Dodge Charger because it was Vin Diesel's car in Fast and the Furious. Yeah, I've never heard anybody buy a car because of Vin Diesel, like, that I know.
I mean, when I was looking for a car, I intentionally got one that was both blue and boxy.
For like a Doctor Who. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
That happened.
Well, I purposely bought a great car because of the Millennium Falcon.
There you go.
So
we're all nerds.
How about Losers. You? You're like, nobody does that at my house.
Okay. Fast and the Furious is actually my, like Renee's Star Wars. It's like, I've actually never seen a single
really?
Fast and the Furious
movie.
You're
so funny.
Well, at number five, I was just like, I'm just going to wait till they're done and I'm going to binge it.
That's probably why.
At this point, I'm like, I don't think they're ever going to
You could
stop.
Probably do them all in one day. They're only like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You could do it. I'll do it with it. I've seen like three of them. I've seen the first one, Tokyo Drift, and I think I saw four.
See me slowly like dip into insanity.
Yeah, and then we'll like never hang out again. Because you'll be like, I'm different now.
The Fast and Furious is also like my Star Wars because I haven't seen any of
really?
Them.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's not really that.
That's surprising. Not some, yeah.
You know, I went to go see Four Fast, Four Furious in
is that
theaters.
What called?
No. But ever since Too Fast, Too Furious, which
Faster
was the name.
Furious.
Are those the names?
There is one called Too Fast, Too Furious. Yeah, that's the name of the sequel. Well, ever since they did that, every movie, everyone calls it like Three Fast, Three Furious, Four Fast, Four Furious, Five Fast, Five Furious. That's just the name. But yeah, when I went to go see that movie, I actually saw it on opening night with a friend of mine who was really into fixing up his cars. I know we're deviating, but it's car related. And I got to tell you, I've been to a lot of like nerdy theaters, like on opening night for Star Wars and Marvel movies, and there's a charge, there's an electricity in the air. It is embarrassingly, it pales compared to an opening night Fast and the Fury in the Inland Empire in a theater full of like ricers. It is
I'm crazy shocked.
Yeah, my buddy Jimmy took me. Not so shocked now.
No.
He's really into Subaru.
I'm just like so not the demo that I can't even believe there is a demo.
There is a demo.
That is how
you know
much
one,
I'm
you know
not
it's
the demo.
One of the most successful movie franchises
yes,
of all time.
Yes, I know. It's absurd.
Yeah. Anyways, you know what isn't? Cars. It actually is. To be
it's
honest.
Like Disney's like number three franchise.
It's their number three franchise. Yeah, because kids love cars.
Is that because is that including like planes and stuff as
no.
well?
I'm just pretty like sure it's like above. Movies? I'm pretty sure it's above something insane, either Mickey and Friends or Disney Princess, as most profitable.
Oh my God, wow. Rebecca. They should Ooh, even if one. Even if he doesn't voice it, they should have a charger in the movie named Vin. Oh, that's a cool poster.
That's the other one.
Yeah, I'm into. Oh, that's wow! They lined up What's the tires that? Perfectly. Look
oh,
at that.
Wow,
flip,
that's
flip back
cool.
and forth.
I like that one more.
Yeah,
the dark one.
That's pretty
so
neat.
So dark.
That's pretty cool.
Literally, this is the only time you're ever going to see that was achieved.
Probably, actually, look at McQueen's tire shifts. Like, it's not. It's pretty close, actually. I'm lying. That's pretty impressive, Disney. Well done. Yep. Is that like Bumblebee? Like, what's going on with the yellow one? Who's the yellow one? Is that Nathan Fillion? We'll never know.
I mean, Nathan Fillion is everywhere, so probably.
He's crushing it. He's in Destiny 2.
Dude, he was on Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty? I know. He's literally everywhere right now.
Yeah, Cars is above Mickey and Friends.
What?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In order,
we got
Disney's most successful franchises are Disney Princess,
yes.
Star Wars,
yes.
Winnie the Pooh.
And to put it in perspective, what two new lands,
Cars.
What are the two most recent lands? Cars Land and Star Wars Land.
Then Mickey and Friends.
They do not play. Mickey and Friends is the best parking structure.
Toy Story's Cars Land, when,
thanks, Cars Sarah. Land makes me want to love Cars.
I wish I could love it more.
Like, it's not like I didn't like, especially the original movie. Like, I genuinely enjoyed that movie. Like, I listened to, like, Rascal Flatts' Life is a Highway more times than I care to admit.
Good song.
I like the song, to be honest. Except that it doesn't make sense.
But, like, other Cars than that, I'm like, so it's great. Like, somewhat, like,
it's good.
Like, meh.
Compared to Cars 2.
Yes. Yeah, continue, sorry.
But Cars Land, it was just like, I've never seen a world brought to life so effectively.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's one of the finest achievements, like, uh-huh. in terms of, like, engineering. It's engineering. It's really cool. When I was a kid, I was really into, like, Hot Wheels. Like, I had a whole bunch of Hot Wheels, but I always pretended that the cars themselves had personalities because there was no figure small enough to go in them. It was either that or, like, the figure disappears and magically is in the car. But, like, I would pretend that they had little personalities and they would, like, drive around and talk to each other and they lived in little car cities. So when Cars came out, I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, remember those Chevron characters that used to be on Autopia?
Oh, yeah, the clay ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to love those characters. Mm-hmm. And they were the same animators that did Wallace and Gromit. Mm-hmm. So when that movie came out, I was super hyped on it.
See, I grew up on Thomas the Tank Engine. So I'm used to vehicles with giant eyes in front of them.
Thomas the Tank, I hated it. But have you heard the Snoop Dogg remix? Or no, it's Notorious B.I.G.
Oh my God.
Yeah, guys, just go on YouTube and search Thomas the Tank Engine and Notorious B.I.G.
That's
find it, play it.
Oh my God.
So yeah, honestly though, I know we're giving this movie a lot of crap, but I kind of do want to see this one. I want to see how dark it goes.
Marshall, have you noticed still no mention of Mater in any Cars 3 ads?
Yeah, why? Is it because they're trying to get adults to want to go?
I wonder if they're just like, all right, enough.
Enough Mater.
He's definitely going to be in it, but I don't think he's going to be a feature.
It's that first one. Yep.
Wait, Larry, the cable guy is outdated?
Get her done.
He's so annoying. He signed the wallet picture like this 8 times.
I think this is it, yeah.
This is Disney movie news.
Here it comes. Just a quick one. We don't have to do the whole song. Oh, never mind.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, cut it.
Well, don't look it up.
You fool.
Sorry. I forgot how the song started. I'm so gangster that I don't even bother remembering such trivial nonsense.
Not even a full second in.
Thug life, y'all. Look, I'm red now.
You're so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed. How can I forget that?
Yeah, people in the chat are saying they love Mater. So,
all right.
To each his own.
Oh God. All right. We should move.
Sorry. Whoops! Everyone is seeing it happen.
I'm excited by Cars.
I'm excited by gangster rap.
The trailers for Cars have, like, they genuinely have me excited to see the movie.
Cool.
It looks cool. Cool. I don't know what to say.
I'm in that same
camp. I'm trying to steer us away from
you're trying to steer us away.
I know.
Oh my God. What have you done? I apologize, guys. Well, welcome to Disney Movie News.
This is a train wreck.
Way to save it. Let's move on. So, Star Wars Land, like we were just talking about. Good transition there. Star Wars Land, one of the things that they're saying is in the land, you'll have the opportunity to make certain decisions that will impact your experience at the park. Sarah, tell us a little bit more about it because you are the park's expert.
Oh, I really don't know. you know.
Okay. So here's the
thing. Do you guys remember at Disneyland 2015, 2014, they had something called Legends of Frontierland? Where you could pay $5, something like that, and you got like this little like quest packet of like activities and like things you had to accomplish in Frontierland, and there was like actors around who were there to like aid you in it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like the same guy who designed Legends of Frontierland is working on Star Wars Land, so it's going to be something like that.
Cool. So
wow.
No, that vaguely makes sense.
Is it going to be like a Knights of the Old Republic like style thing where you like wind up going like lighter or darker your side of the force throughout your day?
But the thing there's probably going to be some experience within the park because obviously the whole land can't revolve around you when there's a billion people in there. But the characters will treat you differently. So for example, let's say you go on the Millennium Falcon ride. That might be its own self-contained experience within the park, right? It's not just like a line you get on the ride and you get off. Like, what I'm imagining is, I don't know if any of you are familiar with this, but in Vegas they had a thing called the Star Trek Experience, and it was a ride where you bought a ticket, you go in, you go through a museum, but then you end up actually going on this trip where you get beamed up into the Enterprise, And on your way to the ride, it's this whole experience. So you get beamed up onto the Enterprise, and they're like, "It's in the, we're in the future. You travel through time." It was really, really cool. I remember doing it. And you go onto the deck of the ship, and then you're on the bridge of the Enterprise, and then the captain goes on the screen, and he's like, "We're going to need you guys to blah, 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 fight the Klingons, and the crew will assist you." And then they're like, "Come on, come with us." And then you, like, run, and there's emergencies going on. You get into your escape pod, and then you run away, and you, like, fight the bad guys, and you save the day, and you get off, and everybody's, like, cheering, and, like, "You saved it, well, you know." And then you get off, and you go into the museum, but then there's, like, aliens there serving you drinks, and, you know, they're like, "Thank you for saving the Empire," whatever. I feel like it will be like that, where aliens will be on the, maybe like at the exit of the ride.
Can I read
depending,
it to you?
Yeah, read it to us.
If you ride the attraction that pits the First Order versus the Resistance, the side you pick will have ramifications throughout the park. Fly the Millennium Falcon in another ride, and depending on how well you do, maybe a bounty hunter will start hunting you.
That's exactly
you. May be asked to do tasks for one side or the other, and whether you choose to do it or not could affect your park experiences.
Yeah, they'll kick you out of Disneyland.
Someone in the chat is like, "This is my worst nightmare." If it's that's not optional, weird.
It can't be that heavy though. You have to remember, this is a park with a billion people on. They can't control your experience.
It's honestly got to be optional, because, like, what if you just, like, want to go in and buy something and, like, leave? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, they wouldn't. They wouldn't impose.
You can always just like step into Frontierland and be done.
never mind.
Go into a bathroom.
One of those goats.
But, like, I wonder if it's like something where you have to have the ID.
Maybe it's like a thing you sign up for, possibly, and like not everybody gets to do it. You have to get a fast pass for it, type of situation.
Maybe.
What I'm wondering too is, another piece of news that was announced this week that kind of correlates with what we're talking about is they're doing marketing testing for a potential Star Wars resort, where it's an escapist resort. It's actually a LARP resort, live action role play.
Whoa.
So like you would pay a fee of like $1,000, just like you would on a cruise, and then you would go stay at the Star Wars themed resort, where it's all modeled and designed to look like you're on the Star Wars planets, and it's like complete escapism. So you would go. Congratulations, you're on a starship now.
Like they give
now.
You like robes.
I don't know
and
about
stuff.
That. I don't. That's the thing. Well, it's just it's of course
it's
still
like
in testing. Yeah, but it's kind of like Westworld. But it's more like the Disney cruises. When you go on a Disney cruise, they take you. If you go to the Bahamas one, they take you to an island, and you get off on the island, and it's all pirates. Like you're still in your clothes, but every character on the island is a pirate. You run into Jack Sparrow, and there's things that they have you do, and you kind of go on adventures. And this would be the same sort of thing where you would stay like a weekend, and all the food is paid for, everything is paid for, and you know you bump into characters that are in character, and they talk to you like you're in character. And when you sign up, you would be able to choose your level of participation. So you could just be a spectator, or you could be someone that has a like heavy participation. And then you go on missions with the characters. They hunt you down, bounty hunters find you, or they send you out into the town to like complete quests and find objects and come back to the thing. So it's a very interactive experience. But right now what they're doing is they're doing marketing survey testing to see to gauge the general populace interest. And I'm like, why would you even waste your time with that? Just start building that yesterday, please.
I want to go to there.
Yeah, I want to live into there. But I think that would be amazing. What's up? Okay, so yeah, that's some of the news that came out this week, and you know it's pretty cool. Hopefully that comes true.
Talk about the thing you want to talk about.
Okay, guys, listen. You guys know what's up with me. What do I say whenever there's an open opportunity for casting in a movie, particularly a movie starring a certain magical omnipotent being that can do anything he wants? That would be trying to fill the shoes of a certain great comedian.
Leo and I got in a fight about this earlier.
So, you guys know that my running joke, and which, by the way, it started with Dumbo. So that was, they're casting for the movie Dumbo, and I jokingly, quote-unquote jokingly, said Will Smith is being cast in that part. And you all laughed and made fun of me. And then an article was released that originally we're going to cast Will Smith in Dumbo, but his price tag of $20 million was too high. That
what?
Actually was released. I was right. And then an article released today, I think it was Entertainment Weekly put it out, that Will Smith is in talks to be the genie in the Aladdin movie. So you all laughed at me. But just like the Lion King, might I point out, I was right again. So, not you. In your faces.
I will say, I feel like laughed justifiably at you.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
There was an announcement that he was in consideration for Dumbo. Which I knew about, but he didn't. So I'm like, yeah, obviously.
But I was right. I don't even need to know about it because I always know. I'm Leo Stradonis.
His prediction wasn't serious. He was like, haha, Will Smith.
Oh, it wasn't serious now. Yeah. Well, at the time, you laughed at me. It was serious, Sarah. And guess who's laughing now? The genie is laughing right now. Will Smith is laughing.
In negotiations.
Literally everyone is upset.
Leo Stradamus. I understand why you guys might be upset, but no matter who they cast, this was going to be the reaction. I think it's a smart decision. If you can't get Robin Williams, you go for a weird off-the-wall choice that doesn't even try to be Robin Williams.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
You need to go in a completely different direction because one could ever be the Robin Williams genie, and no one should try to.
Yeah.
Just be a
different
genie.
But you still
need
that star power.
Yes.
And Will Smith is one of the biggest box office actors, like, ever.
For I will sure. say it'll be weird to see the genie say, "Hey, yo, oh, hell no."
Oh, no. Can just watch Bad Boys? Can we just get, like, that version of Will Smith?
Bad Boys, Bad
Boys. Dude, Bad Boys 1 and 2 are, like, amazing movies. Straight up, not even going to play. I know that it's a I know everyone's emotionally torn over this, but I think it's actually a pretty smart
decision.
Weird
Al would have been cool as heck.
Weird Al would be too Weird Al, though.
Weird Al would be... I feel like it would be... But that's the thing. Like, Weird Al would be... too similar to Robin Williams in that, like, fun, wacky, a lot of voices.
He tried.
But it just wouldn't quite be right. Mm-hmm. So I think you really do need to go in a, like, something that's, like, it's not going to feel the same. It's going to be different. Mm-hmm.
Will Smith is, like, the safest bet in the world, too. And he's a funny guy. He's got comedic chops.
He is really funny.
Anybody watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Yes, everybody watched it. It was a great show. It was really funny. He has great comedic timing. Yes, he's become an action hero and more of a dramatic actor as of late, but his roots are in comedy, and I think he would do a great job. He's not Robin Williams. No one ever will be. But, you know, I'm not mad about it.
I'm not mad.
It's cool. I'm also not mad about it because I was right. I'm
trying to think, like, who else I might want.
I don't
if not
anybody
Will
else's
Smith.
Suggestions. Everyone's like, Jimmy Fallon. I'm like,
yeah, I don't know who else
oh,
I would
Oh, God,
cast.
No.
We had a whole conversation about this, too, last time. That's why I stuck with
one. This is a weird one, but maybe it wouldn't work in what this is eventually going to be, but I feel like Hannibal Buress would be a hilarious genie.
He would be good in the movie Genies as a genie.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, why you gotta cast all them wishes for, man?
I want it to happen!
Oh, man, no, you can't wish for that, man. Guys,
I'm bringing people back from the dead.
Guys, that's it for Disney movie news. That's everything we've got. Thank you so much for hanging out. Thank you for understanding that Leo Stradamus is always correct. Lion King, Dumbo, Will Smith in the Genie. But you can follow me everywhere online at Mr. Leo Zombie, but I'm not even that important, as Sarah has pointed out. None of us are. You really want to be following The Popcorn Talk. So you can follow them on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube, Popcorn Talk Network. Where can they follow you, dude?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at ThatZachWilson. I also have a show on Popcorn Talk called Sci-Fi Weekly.
Dope.
We're going to be doing something funny this week it's sort of like the end of our season one. We're going to, like, change some stuff up and come back. But check us out Sunday at 4, and then Doctor Who and The Leftovers for a wildly different tone.
There you go.
I'm Sarah.
Sterling.
You can follow me everywhere at... I don't even know anymore.
At Sarah Sterling.
I'm Sarah Sterling on YouTube, and I'm Sarah Sterling _ on Twitter, and I'm still Sarah Snitch on Instagram for right now.
It's getting confusing.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I'm lost.
And guys, you can follow me at Renee Ariel everywhere.
She made it easy.
Everywhere.
Thank you guys so much for watching. It's been a blast. I want to give a special shout out to Will Smith. You guys have a great night, and we'll see you next week on Disney Movie News. Mwah. Get jiggy with it.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.